April 6, 1922. Effects of the acts done in the divine volition. In the divine will, the soul places herself at the level of her creator. As I was in my usual state, my sweet Jesus carried me outside of myself and showed me masses of peoples crying, homeless, prey to the greatest desolation. Towns collapsed, streets deserted and uninhabitable. One could see nothing but heaps of stones and rubble. Only one point remained untouched by the scourge. My God, what pain to see these things and live. I looked at my sweet Jesus, but he did not deign to look at me. Rather, he cried bitterly, and with a voice broken by the crying, told me, "My daughter, man has forgotten heaven for the earth. It is justice that what is earth be taken away from him, and that he go wandering, unable to find a place in which to take refuge, so that he may remember that heaven exists. Man has forgotten the soul for the body. So everything is for the body, pleasures, comforts, sumptuousness, luxury, and the like. The soul is starving, deprived of everything, and in many it is dead, as if they did not have it. Now, it is justice that their bodies be deprived, so that they may remember that they have a soul. But oh, how hard man is. His hardness forces me to strike him more. Who knows, he might soften under the blows. I felt my heart being tortured. And he? You suffer very much in seeing the world as though wanting to roll, and water and fire going out of their boundaries and hurling themselves at man. Therefore, let us withdraw into your bed, and let us pray together for the destiny of man. In my will, I will feel your heart beating over the entire face of the earth, giving me a heartbeat for all, that says to me, love. And while I strike the creatures, your heartbeat will place itself in the way, so that the blows may be less hard, and upon touching them, may bring them the balm of my love and of yours. I remained so very afflicted, more so, since as we withdrew, my sweet Jesus hid in my interior, but so deep that he almost would not let himself be felt any more. What pain, what torment! The thought of the scourges terrorized me. His privation gave me mortal pains. Now, in this state, I tried to fuse myself in the holy will of God. And I said, "My love, in your will, what is yours is mine. All created things are mine. The sun is mine, and I give it to you in return, so that all the light and heat of the sun, in each drop of light and heat, may tell you that I love you, I adore you, I bless you, I pray you for all. The stars are mine, and in each flickering of the stars, I seal my I love you, infinite and immense, for all. The plants, the flowers, the water, the fire, the air are mine, and I give them to you in return, that all of them may say to you, in the name of all, I love you, with that eternal love with which you created us." But if I wanted to say everything, I would be too long. And then Jesus moving in my interior, told me,
"My daughter, how beautiful are the prayers and the acts done in my will. How the creature is transformed in God the Creator himself, and gives him back the requital for what he has given to her. I created everything for man, and I gave everything to him as gift. In my will, the creature rises up to our God and Creator, and finds him in the act in which he created all things, to give them to her as gift. And she, trembling before the multiplicity of so many gifts, and not having within herself the creative power to be able to create as many things for as many as she has received, she offers his own things to requite him in love. Sun, stars, flowers, water, fire, air, I gave to you to give you love. And you, grateful, accepted them, and putting my love in circulation, you gave me the requital for them. So, sun I gave you, and sun you gave me. Stars, flowers, water I gave you, and you gave them back to me. The notes of my love resounded again over all created things, and with one voice they gave me the love which I made run over all creation. In my will, the soul places herself at the level of her Creator. And in his own will, she receives and she gives. Oh, what a contest between creature and Creator! If all could see it, they would remain stupefied at seeing that in my will, the soul becomes a little God. But everything by virtue of the power of my will.